do 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 do.
Welcome back to season 3, episode 10 of the Grand Cast. I am Chris N, your host here this Friday evening with Liz Hatfield.
Hello.
Thanks again for being here, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a lot of fun so far.
I agree.
And it's about to be even more fun with a series of mini segments.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. First segment is called Let's Play Elimination Challenge.
Okay.
So this is a segment that's been running all season. I made 3 lists of 13 items every episode this season. One of the items is eliminated from each list, which will eventually leave us with a winner.
Ooh, okay.
So we've got 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedians.
Great.
So if you wouldn't mind going through the remaining items and talking about how you feel about that item, and then once we're done, you choose which one to eliminate from the running.
I am unhappy that I am so far in the game on this one.
The pressure is mounting.
It really is. Okay, so 13 movies. So I have to talk about each one that's left?
Just the remaining ones, yep.
Okay, yeah, cool. So 40-Year-Old Virgin, I saw that, if that counts.
It does.
Great. And you want to know how I feel about it?
Yeah.
I remember not really liking it.
Oh?
Yeah. I was a virgin when I watched it, so maybe it was kind of...
On the nose?
Yeah. Wayne's World, I haven't seen in a long time, but I remember really liking it. And there are just like a handful of things from it that will never die. So I respect that. Airplane. I don't actually think I've ever seen Airplane.
Oh.
I know like everything. Ooh.
Sorry.
Cell phone break. I'm really hoping it's like, I was hoping you'd answer.
I can. It's a drunk call.
Ooh, that could be fun. Could be a new segment called Answer That Opportunity to Lower Your Credit Card Rate or something.
Yeah. That's my work phone, so it's not on silent because I forgot to switch it. That's my bad.
I forgive you.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt.
Calm down, everybody. It was an innocent mistake.
I'm going to reprimand my production manager as soon as the episode's over.
Perfect. I'll scold you on the internet for your cell phone, and you can scold me on the internet for setting my glass down on the table.
Sorry about that, Josh.
All right, back to the action. And the fact that I haven't seen Airplane?
Yet.
Yeah.
You should.
I should.
It's a classic.
Again.
It's very funny.
Like I said in our interview portion, I have given myself permission to not know all the things about all the people and all the movies and all the shows. So... yeah, I should watch that one. I know, like, everything that should go wrong on an airplane goes wrong, right? Like, someone has a baby, there's probably a murderer, or they run out of fuel, wing falls off, I don't know, whatever. And then Groundhog Day. Ugh, Groundhog Day. That's a fantastic movie. Yeah. Another one I haven't seen in a really long time, but
yeah.
I think it's super fun. So I think I'm going to do... I get rid of one now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
If you could please cross it off and
happily
make your mark next to it so we know who eliminated what for posterity.
40-Year-Old Virgin. Amy got rid of Young Frankenstein.
Hmm.
All right. Cool. Do you want my bets on who should win that section or no? I feel like I shouldn't.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I think... gosh, I think Groundhog Day.
Of those three.
Yeah. Who's up next? Do you know?
I don't think that's been confirmed yet.
All right. Sorry, folks. Gotta wait. All right, TV shows. South Park. All right, confession. I just really don't like cartoons.
Oh.
Yeah, so like The Simpsons, every other cartoon. I know the writing is really funny and I like respect the jokes and the comedy and the humor, but I just cannot get over how annoying I think all cartoon voices are.
Huh.
Yeah. So South Park, all the like, meh, 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 I hate it. I don't want to listen to it at all.
That's fair.
So In case anyone was wondering which one I'm going to get rid of, we'll come back later.
Oh.
The Office. I love. Fantastic show. My husband and I are a part of a little group. Like, he's a pastor of a church, and like, it's like a sort of small group, except that we're like intentionally like not a small group. So we do a lot of like cultural commentary and just sort of like, it's fun to hear what a lot of people think about a lot of different things. So we often watch Office episodes, and one of the biggest debates we have going, and I'll just leave this open-ended for the listeners here, is who would you rather be friends with and why, Michael or Dwight?
Hmm.
I'm a Dwight, and I'm happy to talk to anyone about that.
Yeah, Dwight has all kinds of skills. He has a farm and a lot of knowledge.
Very helpful in a crisis, even if he started it.
Yeah.
And Michael is emotionally needy.
Yeah.
This is very divisive, though. You got to be careful with it. We have had some fights.
Oh.
Yeah. It's, it's
some
dangerous.
Strong Michaels out there.
Yes, people feel strongly about this.
Hmm.
Parks and Rec, big fan. I'm excited to go watch again now that I've watched some Game of Thrones. Because the whole Leslie and what's-his-face, whose name I don't remember, who she falls in love with. He loves
Adam
Game of
Scott.
Thrones.
But I don't know his character's name.
Yeah, I don't remember his character's name. Ben.
Ben.
It's Ben. Yeah. He makes lots of Game of Thrones references. So maybe I'll have to watch again. And then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I have seen very few episodes of it, but found it very witty. So see ya, South Park.
Oh.
That was easy for me. I'm very sorry. I know some people really love that show.
I do.
But I killed South Park.
Oh my god.
You killed Kenny.
You bastards.
Howie. Okay, and here's where I'm going to be a little full of shame, because I don't know a lot about the comedians that are left here.
Oh.
So George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, and Dave Chappelle. I don't know a lot about George Carlin or Richard Pryor.
Hmm.
Is that embarrassing?
No.
Great. I love Robin Williams, and I don't know a ton about Dave Chappelle.
Hmm.
Did he do, is Chappelle Ladies' Man?
No.
Who's that?
Tim Meadows is the Ladies' Man.
Yep. Yep.
Also in Mean Girls.
Yep. Solid. Tell me, George Carlin. Where would I know George Carlin?
Maybe from his 14 HBO stand-up specials.
I'm sorry.
Or
I don't, again, I told you I don't really love stand-up, so I don't watch
Dogma
that.
And Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, is he Jay or Silent Bob?
No, he's the old man.
Okay. I haven't really seen that. And then what about Richard Pryor? Gosh, I hate that this is going on the internet. This is why I'm mad at all you people who went before me and got all the comedians I know.
A bunch of specials.
Okay.
I think movies?
Like stand-up specials?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't follow a lot of stand-up. So that's...
He wasn't too much in the public eye after like the 80s. A little bit, but not nearly as much as at his peak.
Cool. I don't know who to get rid of. I feel like I like Robin Williams and Chappelle's fine. So maybe Richard Pryor? Because prior to this, I didn't know what he was in necessarily.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Ooh, that was kind of a downer. I'm very sorry, Richard Pryor. I will take it upon myself to learn about you.
He's already dead, so no pressure.
I'm very sorry again, Richard Pryor. I've just found out about your demise.
Yeah, George Carlin is also no longer with us, and Robert
Williams,
cool. Obviously. So.
Well, at least, yeah, at least no one's going to, like, they are not going to hear about me not knowing about them, which I feel a little bad about. I knew a lot of the other ones, for what it's worth.
Yeah. That was Elimination Challenge.
Ta-da!
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The pressure is on for the remaining two contestants. Woo! It'll be interesting to see who wins.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next week for the next exciting reveal.
Mm-hmm. It's getting hot now.
This next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestion Suggestions.
Okay.
Now, I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions, and I don't always have a good idea for the suggestion.
Great.
So I'd like some inspiration from you on a few different topics. So if you could please give me a location.
Your grandma's garage.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
A food truck, like inside a food truck.
Hmm. What kind of food?
I would say banh mi sandwiches.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Shrimps?
Maybe.
On the
yeah, could be. I've got like a minor shellfish allergy, so
I think it's
really good.
Oh.
Yeah, I can eat
could
shrimp.
Be a good bit.
I can't eat like mussels and clams and oysters, and I'm just like generally scared of shellfish because of my weird, not entirely defined allergy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
A noun.
Is that a person, place, or thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. How about silly putty?
A verb.
Snickering. Is that a verb?
I think so. I'll take it.
Aren't verbs like ing things?
Like action.
Yeah.
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 I think.
Like running, jumping.
I'm terrible at grammar.
Me too.
I almost feel bad asking people for those, but.
I can get over it. It's fine.
A color.
Transparent.
Ooh.
That's like if you give that, an improviser will be annoyed because you're just trying to be smart.
Mm.
Just say like purple.
An occupation.
Hair implant specialist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A relationship between two people.
How about beat reporter and editor?
A word, any word.
Curmudgeon.
The last thing you paid money for.
Wine.
Sparkling this wine?
Yeah, it was this wine.
What kind of wine is this?
This is a sparkling rosé brought to you by the vineyard known as 14 Hands. I was telling Chris earlier, they make a lovely red table wine, so I thought I'd try their Brut Rosé, and it is all right.
It's quite tasty.
Yeah.
Not really a wine guy, but I could definitely drink this.
It's a good middle of the road for your like... I love a sweet Moscato, friends, and you're, nah, no thanks, I don't like sweet wine, which happens to be me. A lot of my friends like sweet wine, and I don't, so I think this is a good middle of the road.
Yeah.
This
Thank
episode
you for bringing that.
Brought to you by 14 Hands Brut Rosé.
Where are they located?
Columbia Valley. I don't know where that is.
In Columbia?
Yeah, sure. I feel like California. Oh, Washington. Didn't see that coming.
D.C.?
No.
Oh.
Patterson, Washington.
Hmm.
I don't know where that is.
A genre of movie.
Wes Anderson. That could be a
He's
total genre, right?
He's kind of defined
right?
his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be fun. It's more visual than it is anything else, so... A good improviser could do something with that.
Yeah. An emotion.
Startled? That's more of a reaction. People are bad with emotions. I asked for one once at a beer festival, and I was literally given diarrhea. Don't give that one. How about emotion? Gutted.
An emoji.
What ones do I love? How about... I'm just going to look at what is the last emoji I used.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go. Wait for it. Ding, ding, ding. It was... Oh, that's boring. The hands up shrugs girl. I don't know.
The first line of dialogue.
Thank you for being honest with me.
A page number.
Appendix B. That's another one where improvisers would be like, you cut it out. Just say seven.
A place you might go on a first date.
A local movie in the park viewing.
Yeah. A place you might go on vacation.
Niagara Falls, Canadian side.
Good choice.
Thank you. I listened to Jenna Marie's episode and she gave that a lot of shout outs. So
yeah.
It's for you, Jenna and Aaron.
A problem.
Too much. How about too much pickles?
I'd like to have that problem.
I love pickles.
Unless they're bread and butter, then that would be...
Oh, the worst.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the problem is that gross. Why are there so many bad pickles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dill, though, all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
An animal.
How about a scarlet tanager?
A what?
A scarlet tanager. They're really pretty birds.
Oh, it's a... Okay.
I like birds.
Yeah. Something that would fit in your pocket.
Birth control. First thing I thought of.
Three objects that might be in a room.
Great. A TV remote. Shoes. And some change.
The last thing that you ate.
Grilled vegetables. Zucchini.
It's tasty.
Yeah, my husband made it. It's real good.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Mm-hmm. Whose turn it is to clean the cat litter? It's always my turn.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Something you are scared of.
Puppets.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
The Darkest Midnight.
Can't help but laugh at a joke about...
children!
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
swim underwater for 10 minutes without breathing.
And that was improv scene suggestions.
That was fun. We call them gets. I love gets.
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 I like the vocabulary of improv.
I do too.
Learning the words like that.
Yeah.
Is suggestion still acceptable?
Oh, yeah. Totally legit. No, that's totally fine.
Scene get.
I never say, like, on stage, I would never say, I need a get. But I would teach all of my, like, improv students, we call these gets. So, like, get your get. I don't know. It's silly. Maybe if I ever, like, write a book on improv, I would call it Get Your Get.
Be a good name.
I think I like it. Trademark. Copyright. You can't have it. Whoever wants it.
You heard it here first. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics.
Okay.
So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Ooh, great. All of them?
Yeah, it's the whole song. I tried to cut some out, but I felt it took away from the...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The irregular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad. And it's sweet. And I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 dee da da. La la dee da 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 dum. Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody. And you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets my drinks for free. He's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's someplace he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As the smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Oh, la la la, dee da da, la la dee da da dum. Now, Paul is a real estate novelist, never had time for a wife, and he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness. But it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody and you've got us feeling all right. It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday. And the manager gives me a smile. Because he knows that it's me they've been coming to see. To forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival. And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at a bar and put bread in my jar and say, Man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, dee da da, la la dee da da dum. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right.
Thank you. That was great.
That happened.
Our next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number.
Okay.
Well, I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what that number is.
Okay.
And I'm beaming it telepathically towards you.
Mm-hmm. 32,891.
32891?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is not my number.
Ah, hell. Are you going to tell me what it was?
No, because it's been the same every episode.
Okay.
I will tell you, you got 3 of the numbers correct.
Ah!
One of which is in the correct decimal place.
Ooh, I'll take it. Thank you.
So I started doing that partway through this season. Mm-hmm. So people, they go back and listen to each episode, they'll have some information they can use to possibly deduce
this is like what Mastermind. My number might
be. Exactly.
I love that game.
It's a great game.
It's a really good game.
There's a word version of Mastermind.
Seriously?
There is.
Ooh, I'd be into that. I love word games.
I haven't played it yet,
well,
but I have it.
A game night is brewing.
Yes.
Let me know. What was the game we talked about playing before? I think you and Josh said there's a game that is fun. That was about as vague as could be.
With Josh?
There's like something, it's like some role-playing something kind of game.
Hmm.
We can bug Josh later for it.
Yeah. A game night would be good, though. I can bring both of the masterminds.
Yeah. I love games.
What's your favorite board game? Or a couple favorites?
Right now, I'm a big fan of... So there's like this whole genre of like elaborate board games that I haven't gotten into, but I've got a couple friends who are into it, and I've had some conversations with people that make me think, oh yeah, I could be very into that. So I'm a big fan of Ticket to Ride.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Love that's really that one. Good. Yeah. It's a good game. And then Wits and Wagers. Mm. It's just a silly little game. Do you know that one?
No, I'm not familiar.
It's like trivia, but it's the kind of trivia no one will get right. And so it'll ask questions like, what percent of Americans have a tattoo? Something like that. And then everyone 38. Writes on a little whiteboard thing like what they think it is. And then they lay them all down in order. And then you bet on which one you think is closest to the truth. And, yeah, it's super fun. So I love that game.
That's not Wits and Wagers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cheapie. Super fun. It's a fun party game for like... It takes 2 minutes to explain how to play. All ages can play. Like, we play it with our little nieces. Like, we have to give them parameters sometimes. If it's like, what year was this made? They'll say, like, 2003. And we'll be like, no, it was the question was typewriter, but they're like, we weren't born till 2005. We don't know.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a fun one.
Nice. I'll have to check that out.
You should.
I really
borrow
enjoy
mine
board
if
games.
You want. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a big game share.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can borrow my mastermind.
Yay.
There we go. So next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom.
Okay.
So I have here a list of the first part of different common phrases.
Great.
Colloquial wisdom.
Nice.
And I would like for you to please complete them in a non-traditional manner.
Excellent. It's a fun game.
It is better to ask for forgiveness than...
to say you're sorry forever. That was kind of serious.
A penny saved...
will help your penny collection.
When in doubt...
Google it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
If at first you don't succeed...
maybe you should try something else for a while.
Out of the frying pan and...
into your cholesterol-clogged veins.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
We just found the game in the scene.
You miss 100% of the shots that...
someone else takes?
Yep.
I don't know.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
things are harder than you think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the pot calling...
411. Very dated.
Is that information?
Yeah, it was.
Six of one, half dozen of...
small ponies.
Mm. Life is like a box of...
Allen wrenches?
Hmm.
There's probably what you need. It's just going to take a long time to find it.
Stop, drop, and...
pick it up again.
Hmm. The only thing we have to fear is...
stuff we're legitimately afraid of. Like puppets.
Hmm.
I don't like puppets.
Probably not a fan of the film Being John Malkovich, then?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh. It's... don't. If you don't like puppets,
I don't like puppets.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for the heads up.
Fantastic movie. Other
yeah, I've heard
than that component for you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Wubba Lubba.
I'm sorry, what?
Wubba Lubba.
No, that's my response. I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. It's from the cartoon, which...
yep,
yeah,
there we go. I don't like cartoons.
Rick and Morty, which is incredible.
Okay.
It's a sci-fi cartoon.
I'm grateful that you are supporting cartoons.
That's my favorite show on television right now.
All right.
Yeah.
I liked the cartoon Recess.
Oh. This
when I was
is
a child.
Quite different.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub means, like, I am in incredible pain.
Oh, no. That's not what I would have thought.
No.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. I
Wubba Dub Dub.
I would have thought, like, jackpot. Like, that's what it's... yeah. Maybe Wubba Lubba Dub Dub jackpot. Yeah.
A bird in the hand is worth...
bird flu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch birds. They're really pretty, but you shouldn't touch them.
Knick, knack, paddywhack. Give a dog...
2 walks a day. Be a responsible dog owner.
Aw. If life hands you lemons...
I'm coming over and we will make cocktails.
When in Rome...
stop taking pictures. Look at it with your real eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Birds of a feather...
are very buoyant.
Hmm. The journey of 1,000 miles...
will require many shoes.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's...
Who you look at it with?
Hmm.
I don't know the real answer to that one.
It's what you see.
Ooh. I like who you look at it with.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
wine. I'm really hoping that's true. I'm testing the hypothesis.
It's very scientific of you.
Well, you know. We just took a break to both take a sip of wine.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom...
mumbles.
That was Words of Wisdom.
That was super fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch.
Great.
So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea, a movie, a stand-up bit, invention, political, like whatever,
oh,
whatever you feel
I
like doing, try to sell it to me before I get off the elevator.
Can you give me a get? Can I have any word?
Any word?
Yeah. I'm just a lot better if I can start from something other than just my brain.
Hmm. Rosé.
Ooh, yeah, in. Cool. So have you ever said to yourself, like, I'm not really a wine guy? That's fine. I get it. Because there's usually, like, red or white. What do you like? Because some, you know, everyone's got their preference. Like, you know, your friends are like, oh my gosh, you like white wine? I'm so sorry. I like red. Gross. But if you say rosé, nobody can fault you. There's dry rosé. There's sweet rosé. There's sparkling rosé. There's flat rosé. And, like, it's not really red, but it's not really white. Unless it's maybe February, then I'm going to give you a list of reds you can respond with because that's just, it's red season. But like rosé is the answer that's going to get you by in any group of people at pretty much any time. You know, like you're at a dinner table, the wine guy comes around, everybody orders a glass of wine and you're like, man, I was going to have a Jack and Coke, but this is not a Jack and Coke crowd and I don't want to be the one who doesn't know what to do. Then you just ask for, do you have any good rosés? Not too sweet, not too dry. You are middle of the road with just about everyone. Like, you will offend no one. You will have a drink you can tolerate. And everyone is going to say, like, yeah, I could have a drink with that guy. It's going to work for you.
I'm in.
Great.
You sold me.
Good. Would you like some more rosé?
Sure. Okay. Oh, boy.
I dinged the triangle with the rosé.
I hit the bell.
Also, rosé dings a lot of bells.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just sold myself on rosé.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not buying is...
It is often where I go. Like, a lot of friends who like sweet wine and I don't, but I feel like we can land on rosé.
Yeah. It's a good middle ground.
The wine community is built on.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Dog Story Theater.
Okay.
So if you could please improvise a short audio style ad, such as you might hear on the radio.
Great.
For Dog Story Theater.
Yeah. Ready, set, go?
Ready, set, go.
Do you like things? Any things. Like, think to yourself, three things that you like. Chances are, at some point in the last month, that thing has been on stage in some form or another at Dog Story Theater. Whether it was in an improv scene, in a scripted Shakespeare production, in some modern one-act play, it has shown up at Dog Story Theater. And you've missed it. And you should feel bad right now. Because what is there better in this world than experiencing the creativity of your fellow humans? It's what we need more of. So I would encourage you, think of those three things you like. Come on down to Dog Story Theater and see as many shows as you have to until you find those three things. Also, thank you Triton Internet for the internet. And Steelcase for the chairs. No. Hayworth?
Hayworth for the chairs.
Hayworth for the chairs. Tim Motley for the photography.
I feel like there used to be like the Terbergen and Fry Foundation.
Oh yeah, Fry Foundation.
That stopped? Or?
I think they say like something about Fry Foundation just for the money.
Oh. But they stopped saying it in a lot of them. I haven't heard it in a while.
Fry Foundation. I would encourage you to think of three things
and
come on down to Dog Story until you see those three things on stage.
Yeah. Could use your support.
Yeah, come on.
This next segment is called Affirmation.
Okay.
Liz, you are always so cheerful and uplifting. Mm. Your characters are distinct and engaging. I really enjoy seeing you perform.
Aww.
Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids creative community.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Do I get to affirm you back?
Nope. This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. Okay. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Nice. Okay, first thing that popped into my head, my sister is about 19 months older than me, and we did a lot of, I don't know if we did a lot of, but one of the things I remember very fondly was being little kids getting ready for Christmas. So we had a slider door in our living room, like glass slider patio door kind of thing. And we had these stickers, like white stick on the window stickers. And that was like our favorite thing to put out every year. So sticking those on the slider door. And I just have these very fond memories of doing that with my sister and putting like the little like Mary and Joseph scene together. And this, there were tons of stars. So, I mean, whoever planned this sticker set really nailed it, because there were just tons of stars. So that takes forever, right? So loved that, putting that up. And then we, for some reason, this only happened at Christmas, would put couch pillows, like just little throw pillows, under our shirts and stand at opposite ends of the room and run at each other and run into each other and yell, Boompa Belly. I don't know why that's the first thing that popped into my head, but that's it. So, yeah, Christmas activities with my sister. And then we'd have a sleepover on Christmas Eve, and we've done it a couple times as adults, slept in the same room as each other, just for nostalgia's sake.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. Now, what is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Great. So just finished the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead show. And prior to that, had spent a few years pretty much saying yes to everything comedy-wise I could possibly say yes to, which was great for a season. And then I think I'm kind of moving into a season of editing. So I don't know what my performance life is going to look like in the next year. I know comedy, specifically improv, and possibly scripted theater are something I would like to play a part. I also have a job I love, family and friends I love. So figuring out a balance where I get to kind of tap into all those things, I'm super looking forward to that. It's the first season I've had in probably 4 years where I don't have a lot of consistently scheduled things that I am having to do. So I kind of get to start from scratch right now and take what I've learned in the last handful of years and build what the next season might look like. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. Ooh. So if there are any social media accounts that you would like to promote or any upcoming events that you would like the listening audience to know about, keeping in mind that this episode won't be published for 2 weeks.
Okay, let me check the internet on something. I don't really like, I'm a little anti-social media, not in general. I think it's great. I just like, I only really have personal accounts, and I actually quit Facebook for a while, and the only reason I came back is just because a lot of improv planning happens on it.
It does.
Yeah. So I'm not a, like, it's a thing at work that I won't be Facebook friends with any of my coworkers.
It's a good policy.
I just don't like it. Like, one of them recently left, and I'm like, I'm really glad I don't have to go through this. Should I unfriend you? Should I not? Because I would, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I would tell everyone to follow Funny Girls Grand Rapids.
We are Funny Girls on social media. The
letter R, Funny Girls. That's their Facebook. And then I think it's lots of their other things. But if you at least find it on Facebook, it'll link to like Twitter. And I think they're on Snapchat, which they snap sometimes during like shows and stuff. And it's really silly.
That's a big thing now. All the kids are snapping.
I snap. I had it for a long time. And then I would get it out to do stuff. And Amy Gaskin would look at it and say, like, what are you doing? I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'm Snapchatting. She'd be like, no. You are doing that wrong. I'm trying to figure out if this event that Funny Girls is doing will be before or after this airs. Well, even if it's after. So Funny Girls is teaming up with Celebration Cinemas to roast some films. So the next one coming up is I Know What You Did Last Summer. But I think that might be happening before this airs. So if you missed that one, shame on you. But in, I think, November, Funny Girls will be roasting She's All That, the classic 90s. I think it's 90s. I don't remember the girl's name who's in it. But Lainey Boggs is her character name. The classic, what happens when you take the glasses off a girl? She turns into a babe. sort of rom-com, high school rom-com. So,
is that Anne Hathaway?
No, sort of looks like her.
She did one of those.
Princess Diaries.
Oh.
Yeah, it's way later. No, I don't know that the king... I'm going to ask the internet what that girl's name is. Because I should know it. I'm a little embarrassed. But we use Laney Boggs like a verb.
Mm.
Is that it? Like, I'm going to Laney Boggs you. Like, I don't wear makeup. So Laney Boggs in this movie goes from like, I'm the art student and I wear bad overalls and glasses and I don't know how to do my hair. And they like take her hair down and put some makeup on her. And all of a sudden she's this super babe that nobody noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like Laney Boggsing, is someone like putting makeup on your face and figuring out that you're super hot. Oh yeah. So it's from 1999. Mm. Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and Freddie Prinze Jr. Come on. He's also in I Know What You Did Last Summer. So I would check out those couple events and then stay tuned. I don't know what other performing I'm going to be doing. Oh, I think there's going to be another, it's probably not live on Facebook yet. It might be in the next few weeks, but Characters That Lived. So Amy Gaskin has partnered in the past with the Creative Youth Center, which is a group in Grand Rapids that works with students to get them involved in like writing and creative projects. And so for the last few years, a couple times a year as part of a fundraiser and just sort of a fun adventure for the kids that do stuff at Creative Youth Center, we put on these shows where they give us the inspiration. So we've been, the last few have been The Characters That Live. So the kids write profiles for characters and we will each get assigned the characters. So I was one time like a super lazy cat that liked really random specific things. And like our friend Steve one time was a character who could only say bleep bloop blorg. And so we'd put these characters in really funny improv scenes and sets, and it's awesome for all ages. It is ridiculous. It's the most fun I ever have performing, and that is not an exaggeration. So check out Funny Girls, Roasting Videos with Celebration Cinemas, and go find the Creative Youth Center on Facebook and stay tuned to their events and come to the next iteration of either The Sketches That Lived or The Characters That Lived. And you can find me on the internet if you search really hard, but I'm going to make it hard. I'm not giving any giveaways.
And the final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Yeah. So again, I've said a lot of times, but improv is my little corner of the world that I love the most. So please know, if you are interested in improv, it is not a requirement that you on your own are funny. Improv is a team sport. So in classes I've taught, I've had lots of people who are actually amazing improvisers who probably aren't told all the time every day by their friends and family and coworkers that they're really funny. So if you're ever intimidated, like, oh, I'm not funny, I'm not quick, improv is for you if you want to be a part of comedy. Because improv needs the quick people and it needs the slower processors and it needs the people on stage who don't say very much and do a lot of space work. It's all part of the program there. So that is my tip. Don't feel the pressure to need to be funny before. It's like when you hire like a cleaning person and you clean your house first. Like, you don't have to do that. With improv, you don't have to be funny to come learn how to do improv. It looks like it's just random and crazy, and it is, but there are really specific things you can learn and practice and become good at to be an excellent improv teammate, and that is where really good improv happens.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being here this evening, Liz. It was a lot of fun.
I agree. Thank you for asking lots of fun questions and all your work to put together this whole thing. I'm very impressed.
And thank you, Josh, for booking everything. Snuck it in. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.
question about a big door. Every day a bit more. Looking up and looking on and looking past myself. And what do I see? Maybe we've been taking life too seriously. It's always mysteriously tossing us time. And I guess I'm just tired of all of the life between the pits we live. So we climb the walls to the fountains as we see. Inside our world begins. I just want to twist and bend with you. I just want to melt and melt with you. Like you don't even know. But don't worry, I've got plans and things. I've got sleeps and things. No more problems and thoughts. No more. Woo! 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 Woo!
Ooh, I was even like on key with the bell.